pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. October 6, 2020. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
We have an agenda. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. We mailed out our 8,046 ballots yesterday. Carl and I delivered them down to the post office. And yesterday, we had 128 at the counter to vote on the first day that in-person voting was available. There was a few of those that had ballots, and they go, well, we never received them. And we said, that's because we just mailed them today. And we preferred that they use those ballots, so wait till they get, you know, those ballots are delivered. Because I ordered 24,000 ballots. We have over 28,000 registered voters. That's active and inactive. I ordered 24,000 ballots, and we've already used up a third of those, so. And that was for absentee. So we prefer that they use the ballots that are being mailed to them. So, and I think that's it. I know I've had some other questions brought up. Oh, one of the questions was, when are we going to count those ballots? We will start counting those on Monday, November the 2nd. We will start. The absentee board will start opening those and start counting those. They will count them on Monday and Tuesday. The Secretary of State got an executive or emergency directive that we could start doing that on Saturdays, but I think that is more for the larger counties that have an enormous amount, because I think I heard Scott County sent out 37,000 ballots yesterday. So that's another reason. Give it a week to get your ballot, because there's a lot of ballots that were sent out yesterday. And but anyway, that's when we will start counting. A majority of those absentees will be downloaded on the results that night. It's usually our absentees are usually our first results to go into the total. Hopefully that stays the same this year, and so far we should be just fine. And anything that gets counted after that will be absentee ballots that come that were postmarked the day before the election but doesn't arrive, because we have until the Monday before we do the canvass at noon to add in any ballots that might have been postmarked before the election but were received during that week after the election. So those are the few ballots that will still be counted in.
The votes should start counting. You run those through a machine?
For what, absentees?
Yeah.
Well, with all of the grants that we got an extra little mini that's a little scanner. It moves much faster than the regular machines that we have at the precincts, because our absentee board has stood there before and done all those multiple ones. But the little scanner, we used that at the primary. We had over 6,000, and it took us about 6 hours, and that included a lunch and breaks in between there, but it took us about 6 hours to run the 6,000 ballots. So it scans them through pretty well, pretty good. So, but we got another one, so we have two of them that we will be using. So, so we have all the faith in the world in our equipment. So,
yeah.
You got any questions?
Update on that. Your opening for Saturday?
Oh, yeah, the two Saturdays before the election, we are open. The first Saturday, October the 24th, is the last day that you can pre-register for the election, and you can also absentee vote then. That we are open from 8 to 5 that Saturday. And then the Saturday following that will be open just for absentee voting. And if anybody doesn't get registered by 5 p.m. on October the 24th, then they either have to vote at the polls, or they can come down here and register and vote. You can't come down here and just register and expect to go to the polls. You miss that deadline. So you can either register and vote down here, absentee, or at the polls on Election Day. And that's called an EDR, an Election Day Registration. So, and that second Saturday will be open 9 to 5. So that's October the 31st.
Thank you.
And we're open till 6 o'clock every night.
Thanks, Jerry.
You're welcome.
And Yvonne, safety.
Good morning. Just keeping busy. We're going to be doing training for drug awareness and reasonable suspicion training. So department heads that hasn't had that in the last 2 years needs to sit in on those trainings. Also, we're getting ready to do some CPR BLS training. So I'll be doing it with conservation and with the public health department, getting them recertified. So anyone that needs that, give me a call and we can work it out, figure out where they can go to get that training done.
What day you get? You're going to have different days to do that?
Yes, yes. And you want me to send you the days?
That'd be nice, because I have to get recertified.
Okay, I can do that. And we're doing the BLS instead of the Heart Savers. BLS has to be done for the health professionals. But they've increased the price of their cards for Heart Saver to $28 a card. But if you do BLS, which is a little more in-depth training, they only charge $8 a card. So we're just going to start training BLS for everyone, make sure they're really well trained.
Thanks, Angie.
You're welcome.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. I don't have really anything new to report.
I think I saw Rodney Buechner in the doorway. Maybe not.
He went on. He's on the webinars now, so
okay.
Probably.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Quick update, Stars K, they poured the last of the concrete Monday. So hopefully open that up. Friday, probably be optimistic. More likely, probably be early next week to get the shoulders built and stuff like that. But so that project is close to wrapping up. Guys are out ditching. We're doing our last stretch of pinching today. Just to give you a quick update, we attempted to take bids for our shop project. And what we've come to learn is that everybody's too busy for the time frame that we had. So we will rebid with a longer time frame. We did not get any bids. And the input we received back was that the contractors are swamped. So flex it and have to push the deadline out to probably next fall to have an opportunity to get in submitters. So we'll put that back out there sometime in November.
Good for contractors.
Yep. So other than that, plenty of stuff going on in the office already, trying to get stuff ready for bidding this winter for next year's construction.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
I'm staying busy. We are getting ready to roll over to our new data management system at the end of the month. So we've been pretty occupied with getting all of the last minute things done for that. I want to thank Colin and his crew for working with us on getting our quotes for the courtroom AV equipment. It sounds like we might not be able to get actually anything done until the end of the year. Apparently, electronics are hard to come by right now. So we also found that there may be a grant opportunity to help offset some of those costs. And then also want to thank Rodney and his guys for moving a bunch of furniture around so we were able to take an empty office and make it into a secondary conference room, which we were sorely lacking at our Valley Street office. So thank his guys for helping out and getting all that furniture rearranged for us. But other than that, just stay busy getting with jury trust.
Thanks, Lisa. Ken Hyman, Community Services.
Good morning. Staying busy. I agree with Brian. I've been trying to get somebody to re-roof my house. Can't find anybody that'll do it this year. So it's hard to find a contractor that's not busy. So other than that, just staying busy and working on the website and just feeding information to a web developer so we can have a new SEAL website. And working on all those applications for the grants, the CARES Act grants, for mental health centers and for schools. So that's about it.
Ken, I see that, I don't know if this bothers the SEAL region, but I see where the Mercy Hospital in Iowa City closed down their mental health ward due to the coronavirus 19. Will that have any impact on our region?
Well, you know, we do send people, we have 8 beds in our hospital that we use, and then we send people all over the state when those 8 beds are full for mental health inpatients. So Yeah, any loss of beds in the state just makes it harder to find a open place to send you.
I just can't see them closing places like that down, you know.
Yeah.
We lost Mount Pleasant, and it's terrible.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Ken. Sergeant Glenn Denny, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office.
Things are going well at the sheriff's office. Been very busy. The numbers at the jail, I think, were 65 this morning, and that's kind of reflects because of our busyness. There's six of those were in intake, so they should be either getting released or not, and our number should go below 50. We're going to send a couple up to Oakdale, so we should go under 60 here in the near future. We closed our opening for, or our open position we're taking applicants for. We got 12 applications. Not a ton of applicants, but some really high quality ones. So we're pretty excited about that. We'll have that testing on the 17th to move forward with that. Other than that, things are going well.
Good news. Thank you.
Very good news.
Krista Pogamiller, Local Health.
Good morning. We continue to stay busy. We've seen a little bit of an uptick in our COVID numbers. We currently, we've had a total of 898 positive cases, with 642 of those recovered. We do have a rolling 14-day percentage at this point of 9.3, which has gone up, so we continue to do that contact tracing. I want to remind everyone that October 14th, a week from tomorrow, is our drive-through flu clinic at St. Mary's Church, and that's going to be from 10 to 3. And our office will be closed for walk-in traffic that day. We will still be available by telephone, but we won't have the doors open that day. So.
Thanks, Krista. We got anybody online?
Yes. First one I have on here is Rodney Bleesner, Des Moines County Maintenance.
Rodney Bleesner, Maintenance.
His mic isn't unmuting for some reason.
Can you hear me now?
We can.
Sorry about that. Just staying really busy. One of the projects we had was the chiller unit, replacing the chiller unit this year. They were going to start this week, but with temperatures kind of creeping back up this week, we pushed it off till next week. So you will see some work on that next week. Also, we'll be having a fire alarm. Usually we have one in October. With COVID and everything going on, I'm not sure we're going to have a full-scale one. Talk a little bit with Gene. I haven't talked with Angie yet, but so be on the lookout for a courthouse fire drill. We probably will not do a full-scale event, but just kind of a local one here this year. Other than that, just keeping really busy. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney.
Chris Lee, Des Moines County Conservation.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Not a lot to update you on today, just kind of routine stuff. We did manage to get rid of all of our pumpkins, so thank you to everybody that came and took all the pumpkins. And then our internet at Stars Cave is still failing. We had CenturyLink out. They, I don't know, they're there about 15 minutes, said they fixed it. I've had the IT department, thanks to those guys, they've been monitoring it for us because we're not there all the time because we simply can't work there when we don't have a connection. And it goes out pretty much every day for anywhere between a little while and all day. And so we're still not sure what to do about that. We did look into satellite internet. And due to where that place sits, kind of down in the valley like that, and all the trees around there, without doing some serious clearing of the trees in front of the building and off to the side, we couldn't get a good line of sight to the satellite, and we're not really certain that that would provide our data needs anyway. And so, so we're still not sure. We're going to keep working on that, try to figure that out. For now, the Nature Center staff is, for the most part, working out of the main office out here in West Burlington. And we'll continue to do so until we can solve this connectivity issue over there. And so for the most part, the Nature Center is closed. If somebody wants in there, they can give us a call and they can set up an appointment to come out there. And then other than that, just we're kind of transitioning into fall mode. Although Big Hollow Campground remains full, we don't have a reservable site for the rest of October, which is, we'll start shutting water off in our various parks at the end of this month. And then depending on what the weather does, we may leave Big Hollow open. If it doesn't look like we're going to get any hard freezing in the ground, we'll leave Big Hollow open, you know, into November. We've actually had calls of people wanting to come and camp during Thanksgiving week. We told them, you know, there's no snow on the ground. You're welcome to, but the water's likely to be off. So that's kind of our philosophy on that. You know, you're welcome to come use the campground. We won't do any snow removal on the campsites. So if we get buried in snow, that'll pretty much shut it down. But other than that, you know, water off the shower house will be off. But, you know, you're welcome to come stay as long into the fall as you want to, I suppose. So other than that, I think that's about it for this week.
Thanks, Chris.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
I don't have anything in particular to mention. We have a couple of minor subdivisions up for review right now. Zach probably mentioned this before. We have our updated subdivision and zoning ordinances being reviewed by the Zoning Commission right now. Right now, I'm actually looking to set up a meeting, hopefully later this month, so we can have a more detailed discussion on that after they've had a chance to review some of those proposed changes. Also, I've sent it out to various other county departments and the cities as well, just to get some feedback on that. So it's well, the review process is well underway. And we have made a few slight adjustments based on some feedback we've received from county staff. I think it's moving along nicely. Apart from that, we've had a fair amount of interest in new inquiries lately, even one where it was something that I'm amazed at how often we get this, where there's a situation where someone had spoken with Jeff about this, Jeff Hannon, like 4 or 5 years ago, and we knew nothing about it because it was never written down anywhere, but there's this Stuff tends to move slowly. People take time to process things and what they need to do. And so it just amazes me that there's still some out there that had already been discussed previously, but are still moving forward. But nothing earth shattering, just pretty typical inquiries, I would say. So I have nothing else.
Thanks, Jared.
Janelle Nally-Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nally-Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle, you'll need to mute yourself on your side.
Good morning. I really have nothing new to report. We just continue to be busy.
Thanks, Janelle.
Janelle, you're getting a lot of, going to be a lot of late fees on taxes this year.
There were a few that trickled in after September 30th, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a lot, but a few.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Miss anybody?
I don't think so. And Krista addressed COVID-19. I believe we have another emergency operations center meeting set this afternoon. So, correspondence.
I have none.
I had one from Jared on airport. They're going to do some. Do some work at it, and I think I forwarded that to you guys. I don't know if you got it or not. It'll have a chart in it and their flight patterns. They're going to meet again. So, something you need to pay attention to.
Okay, you might want to resend that.
Okay.
I received a letter from, I'm not going to use any names, with concerns that people are using the county GIS website to get contact information on people with political signs in their yard and then sending anonymous letters to those residents. I really hope this isn't happening. I'm aware that the First Amendment probably doesn't enjoy the widespread support that it once held, but this is the United States of America. The people with whom one may disagree have the same constitutional right to express their political opinions as everyone else. So if you're aware of anybody that does this, please discourage this. I really hope this isn't happening.
We've had more contact than normal this year, even in past presidentials, on wanting us to get involved because of a sign here, sign there that they don't agree with, and they think it's in the wrong spot and stuff. So,
oh, in the right of way?
You never know. And yeah. So it's been an interesting stretch. So
thank you.
Well, I thought he was going to have to say, I was going to have to take all my signs down. We don't want to do that.
Keep them out of the right of way. Yeah. Discussion of vote will proceed to, and we have accounts payable in the amount of $723,882.34. $723,882.34.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $205.22 and non-cash taxable reimbursements in the amount of $42 even.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. DESCOM 2080 agreement. I'm going to assume that's John, Mayor.
Yes.
That's the reason you're here?
Yes. I was sent in for DESCOM.
Okay.
Shannon could not make it. She's getting some testing done that has to be caught up.
And that's fine. I guess I'm not sure what we're supposed to do with this.
I don't know. It's on your agenda.
It is on the agenda, and yeah. and Shannon sent it to the auditor's office Friday, unattached to 2080 agreement, and it's a 2080 agreement from
2019.
From 2019, 2015. It's an old.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you.
Anyway, so I was gonna. I look at it. It's still got still got cost sharing. It's got the.
So it's the old agreement that was.
It's the old agreement. It's
Yeah, it was the one that was effective July 1st, 2019, mm-hmm. and continuing for 5 years, terminating on June 30th, 2024.
So, I'm assuming you don't want us to ratify this. I don't think it means it. We've already. Anyway, I guess when we had the meeting last week, I thought what was. There was supposed to be an emergency.
2 weeks.
Emergency Management Commission was right. What everybody agreed on, and then asked the Emergency Management Commission if they were interested in being the control board. Is that what you understood?
That's what I understood too. So I don't know why.
Just you were there. Is that what you understood?
That's what I understood too. And Lisa was.
Okay. If you talk to Shannon, whether this was attached by mistake or there's some other reason, I don't know what to do with this.
I have to ask her. I do not know.
But I do not know what to do with this.
I move we table this.
What table it?
Sure. Well, what do you think, Lisa? What do we do with it? And I know you aren't.
Again, this particular agreement, if that's was provided and was placed on the agenda, it's already been approved long ago.
Yeah.
I would, if you want to table it and have the opportunity to have it brought back on the agenda in a couple of 3 weeks after all the other meetings have taken place. But otherwise, there's really nothing to address in an agreement that's already been approved.
It's going to be that piece of paper anyway.
No, it's not.
So yeah.
You moved to table it?
Yeah.
You want to second it?
I'm not sure that's the right answer for that piece of paper, but.
Okay, and I don't either. I don't want to spend half the meeting on it.
No.
Because I don't think this is something, that, like Lisa says, it's been.
We're not ready for it.
Just table it, put it on, we'll come up with it again.
Yeah, when we get something
we can do whatever
organized
we want
through all of the other meetings.
Yeah.
When there actually is a new agreement to approve.
And if you'd check, or maybe send me an email, if there was a reason I would be curious, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah, that's not why I thought I was coming today, so I'll find out. I'll give you an email later today.
Okay, I appreciate
it. We just let it die for lack of action.
Well, if the table isn't seconded, I'll second it.
Just table the table for it.
I don't want to see that quote in the paper. At least without the expletive. Terry?
Okay. Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
We have a Class C liquor license for the Barn on the Ridge, the Bach wedding. Date on here.
Should be 10-8.
10-8, I do see it, okay, for October 8th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the Rural Resident Fall Cleanup. Terry probably has some information on that.
And I think I've got an attachment there on what our credits are that we have available. It's, I think, a little over 5,000.
Okay. And those run the calendar year, so those expire December 31st.
Right.
Okay. So it would be Monday, October 14th through Saturday, December 7th.
That's what you had in 2019.
That's what we had in 2019.
So
we need a bigger calendar.
So it'd be.
So here's today. If you want to go.
Yeah, that's just starting.
This is
right up your alley, Secondary Roach. What do you start on a Saturday work the best?
Longer the better. Give people the more time as possible, or as much time as possible to clean the ditches up, and or whatever they want, the less stuff ends up in the ditch. So
you want to do it through, start Saturday and then run it through to the middle of December.
Yeah.
And I probably need to check, because I think the last time they were only open, what, two Saturdays? And I know they're still doing the by appointment only to take appliances in. I didn't ask about the Saturdays, but when you were talking about that just reminded me. So
this only covers certain things anyway. I mean, whatever that list is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure appliances is on there.
No. Well, that's for the recycling center.
I'd be all for that.
We think about
noise. Get the old TVs out of the ditch.
TVs, dryers.
Well, the TVs, residents still have to pay for those and computers, yeah, because they're electronics and they still have to pay a fee.
If they really want to improve the system, they figure out a way to do this and take those TVs, because that's one of the biggest problems we have is people dumping those old TVs. Because nobody wants to. I guess I shouldn't say nobody. People don't want to pay the money, apparently, and they're really easy to roll out of the back of a truck. So,
this creates a rare opportunity, and I'm going to step aside from the agenda just a second while we've got the mayor of Burlington here. John, there's a ask, or Brian, if you, what do you call? There's a mailbox.
Some people
that can't. It's inside city limits. Sorry, that's reinforced steel that hangs out over the road. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You might want to look at that.
All right. Then give me the address.
We've driven by it a couple of times. It looks like some sort of a safety hazard. Somebody on a motorcycle or whatever. See, if you want to contact Brian, I think that.
Okay.
I was
good.
Always going to mean to mention that.
I
mean,
I guess, but I don't know it off the top of my
head. Yeah. All right. So. Sounds good.
Okay. So
on this cleanup.
Yeah.
You said the TVs, now, remember Colin, we had that out at the old McDonald's supply there when they took all that stuff? Do you think we could work something like that in again?
Yeah, we've actually been looking into that because we got a lot of equipment upstairs that we kind of need to get rid of. But
I think
there was still a cost to get rid of a lot of that stuff. I don't remember exactly what the criteria was, but a lot of folks brought, you know, some old like TVs and some other stuff.
Yeah.
And
it went like, really well, as I recall.
Yeah.
It was like 10 or 15 bucks or whatever per item, I think, to dispose of it. But,
that's what it cost the county.
Yeah, the company that we used before doesn't do it any longer. So yeah. We've been kind of fishing around trying to find one that that would work for us.
Well, when I and Phil was wondering about it when Gina did that, I wondered why they would do it that instead of using them. And I think because you were more secure.
They're not the easiest to get into.
What's that?
They're not the easiest to get into out there.
No.
I mean, out the landfill. Or
you say they're not usually friendly out there?
Well, I believe you, it's been a while since I did it, but I think you have, there's a small window, if I'm right, that they don't take it all the time, some of that stuff. But either way, that is, TVs are pretty popular to show up. And it just...
Yeah. Well, your ditches are open 24/7.
Yeah.
Tires work well.
Even when it's dark. Tires are more popular to throw over bridges.
Must be more fun watching splash.
And actually, I want to give, of course, law enforcement has walked away and closed the door. I was going to get that credit.
But, they were probably texting to work for your best.
Yes. We'll all get a sight here. But we did have... A large dumping, illegal dumping down on like Skunk River, somewhere down south. I want to say 20 or 30 bags from what I understand. And he had all sorts of stuff. And they worked, they went through it, found some contact, went back. And as is common, you can't link it to one person, but they did manage to get that cleaned up without county tax dollars going into it. Obviously, other than their time to do some investigating, we try to help them out when we can. So, credit to them, because that does happen every so often, where all of a sudden 30 bags of trash show up. It's different from this subject, but I wanted to mention that, because we were all for it. It's pretty frustrating. The residents get mad about it. Nobody likes that when trash shows up in their ditches.
Well, do you want to start it on October the 12th? Because by the time I get it to the weeklies, they won't have it in the weeklies.
Okay.
That would be good.
And so, but if we start the 12th, I mean, hopefully I can get it to them by then, but.
How late do we want to run it in December?
December 20th.
December 20th? That works for
me. The 20th is on a Sunday, I don't think so.
Oh, wait, I was looking on December 19th. December
yeah. Told you need a bigger calendar.
Sorry about that. The 18th.
I'll have to talk to GIS about that.
December the 18th.
That's a good
18th, 18th or 19th?
19th.
Find out
yeah.
What Saturdays are open.
That'd be fine. That's in the middle of December.
So we're gonna try for October the 12th through December the 19th.
That's a long stretch. That's good stuff. The longer the better. And
yeah.
As long as if we run out of credits before then it'll close down sooner. But.
Yep. I don't think we've ever ran out of credits.
I don't think we ever have, because I was thinking when we did the one that ran through summer, we had...
What, run through the end of the year?
I think you're close enough with the holidays and getting into winter
time.
They
can clean out all the kids' toys right before they get new ones for Christmas.
Maybe the landfill will stay open Christmas Eve for us.
We'll try.
Still
a shot.
I find that happening with these new grandkids.
We've got $5,000, I think she said.
Oh, $5,000.
Isn't that what you said about
$5,000? Yeah, I think my email's in there. It's over $5,000.
That should go quite a ways.
$56,59.38.
Oh, I know.
$5,600.
As long as Brian doesn't bring in more TVs, because that keeps knocking down our credits, so.
We only bring in what people illegally dump.
Haven't you got a ditch out at your property?
I was going to drop them off in Danville. There's a...
Okay, so...
Keep it up on the northwest corner.
Yes, right up in that area. Nice area.
So we've got the county-wide rural cleanup would begin Monday, October 12th. Is that?
Yeah.
Through?
Through Saturday.
December, what was that?
December the 19th.
19th.
And I'll verify with Becky to make sure. Because does it have anything on there about the Saturdays? I think they're usually open only two Saturdays.
8 a.m. to noon Saturday.
And then it's usually like either the first and third or the second.
I remember the discussion.
Yeah, I'll have to look.
Well, they can't take it if it's not open.
Yeah.
Okay, we need a motion to a countywide cleanup from Monday, October 12th, through Saturday, December 19th.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, Bob, you're first. Jim, you're second.
Okay.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
I can't get rid of my junk. I'm on a rural road.
We have reports. We have the GASB 75 actuarial valuation report for fiscal 20. I'm sure both of you gentlemen looked this over.
Yeah,
we have.
It's an actuarial report on our employee health insurance required to be included in the annual audit. I wouldn't pretend for a second to understand a bit of it. but it's required to be in our annual audit, so we have to approve it.
So you made the motion to pass it?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, and I'll second it.
Well, you don't have to motion to pass this.
But this is just a report.
Received,
right?
And filed.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
I'm sure they didn't want to overburden us with any sort of a
thought process
that would be outside the scope of our ability. We have minutes for the regular meeting of September 29th, 2020. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items? Committee reports?
I have none again.
We had the Emergency Operations Center meeting last week, and I haven't a little spike currently, but there's no imminent danger of the hospitals or the healthcare system being taxed to any degree at all, so we seem to be coping. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, since attendance is limited, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will give you 2 minutes to make that call or that email. In the meantime, is anybody in attendance? Is there any public comment?
This isn't a public comment. I just thought y'all might be interested in knowing what happens to all those televisions. You know where they end up?
My garage. I have a
Oh, televisions. Where?
They end up on Maple Street. No. a lot of, not all of them, but a lot of them are put on freighters and sent to countries like Vietnam, where people have jobs stripping all the electronics out, and they make new devices out of them. And they also melt down to get the gold and silver that's part of the circuit boards.
Well,
it's a big industry in that.
I didn't know that. It's so interesting.
You're actually helping the third world by throwing their TV.
Unless you leave it in one of Brian's ditches.
Other than a ditch.
Actually, we had a group come through here, and they wanted to start a business to take all that old stuff. and I think it faded away, but I haven't heard anything out of it.
You'd have to have a pretty low wage rate to do that, and the shipping and still, you know, to get those to those resources.
The average income of a typical person living in rural Vietnam is about $300 a year.
Yeah.
Carol and I watched a movie that had it was about the Chinese coming over here and taking over a plant in like Detroit or someplace up in there. And they were going to build something. The broken glass that was left, they were out sorting the different colors of glass because some of them are worth more than the others. And big difference between how things are done overseas and how they're done here.
Oh, yeah, what we consider to be trash is treasure for other people.
Yeah.
There used to be a dump in the Philippines they called Smoky Mountain. Great big trashy. People lived around it, on it, and they scavenged for little pieces of metal or pieces of paper or something that they could sell.
Wire.
And, whatever had value. And a number of people were saying, you know, this is terrible that this is, these people had to do that. It was, but it was better than the alternative. That's why they were there anyway. So there was, I can't remember the name of the economist. He said, if you don't like it, he said, put a fence around it so they can't get to it. Well, then they didn't like that because they were aware that that was the best option available to those particular individuals. Anyway, the 2 minutes are up. With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you all for your attendance.